Hey, welcome to the Conscious Freelancer podcast. This time, I'm talking to you directly from Bansko, Bulgaria, and I'm going to stay here for the next 2 months, which is really, really exciting. Here in the podcast, I share one weekly idea that you can use to help grow your own conscious freelance business. And today, I want to talk about a difficult topic, which is saying no, and also it's related to the fear of missing out or FOMO. And I'm going to talk about this because I'm experiencing difficulties with this right now since I arrived in Bansko, because I'm new here and I want to go to every co-working event so I can meet people. Plus, I have the Bansko Nomad Fest next week, which will be packed with activities, talks, parties, like all day, every day, and I actually need to find a way to work in between all that. And I just found out that most of the afternoon activities are paid, so that will help out a little bit because I can't really afford all of them. But as much as I hate to do it, the only way to actually get some work done is to say no to some stuff, especially to parties or to drinking at parties, because hangovers are not really the best friend of getting work done with lack of sleep. And yeah, I completely believe in like living your life to the fullest and doing everything you want to do so that you don't regret it later. But what I'm realizing is that it's all about choices. So enjoying to the fullest now, or enjoying a little bit now and enjoying to the fullest later for a longer period of time. And of course, I want to choose the last option. I think if we think rationally, most of us want to choose the last option. But it's not always easy, especially when there is alcohol involved or like events with a lot of people involved, because your willpower decreases because you want to fit in, and also you want to have as much fun as you can there. And yesterday I managed to resist going to this party that was not a party, like drinks at a bar that was happening, like a meetup, because I still haven't recovered the sleep that I missed on my trip here, and I have content to create and work to do before the fest, so I managed to do that. But I was on the edge. I almost was like, no, I'm going, fuck it, I'm going to do everything, and I managed to do it. But yeah, it's not getting much easier because FOMO is real, people. Like today I'm going to the first event of the fest, which is like the first meetup and drinks, but probably I'm not going to be able to go like every night, I don't know, or else I'll just have to sleep in the afternoon. And am I going to miss some connections and good times by doing that? For sure I am. But is it worth to put my business on the background for a couple hours of drinks or some activity that I can do another time because I'm staying here for longer? Not at all. And even though it's hard to say no to ourselves in these situations, to our own desires and impulses and all of that, the main challenge here, I think, is saying no to others, actually. And it can be because we don't want to disappoint them, because we don't want to lose them in case of close friends. But in this case, because I don't really know people here enough to actually care, I think it's more like the judgment and trying to fit in, because most people coming to the fest took the week off, and I would have done it if I could, but I can't, I'm not there yet. So they will be able to just party all week and sleep a whole day afterwards. So it's normal that they're going to find it weird that someone is working at the same time and skipping on some of the activities. And it's also normal that remote workers find it weird that freelancers work on weekends instead of weekdays, which is what happened to me, because I didn't really get any work done on Wednesday and Thursday because of the trip here. And then I was just buying stuff for the house and resting. So yeah, it's hard to do what I'm going to say, but the secret is like truly and genuinely not caring. But what can happen, and happened to me a lot of times, is that you start being able to say no to this sort of stuff, but you start trying to justify yourself too much. And then the people you're trying to justify yourself to, they don't understand because they are not you and they don't have your perspective, and then you start to get mad and pissed off because they are not understanding. And that's not cool, guys. It's enough to just politely say what you're doing instead of the party or the activity or whatever is really, really important to you, and that's why you're skipping on the event or on the party or whatever it is. And I have trouble with this, okay? I'm not saying this like I do this effortlessly. Like, I'm not perfect, but I'm trying to not get so pissed off in these situations. I'm trying to just stand by my decision and just refusing stuff politely and not getting too deep into justifying why, but because then that only leads to a rabbit hole of people giving you other reasons why you should go, and then you don't agree with that, and they don't understand that you don't understand their point of view, and it's just a rabbit hole that you don't want to get into. So let's end this episode with some ideas that I'm trying to implement to help me deal with the fear of missing out and saying no in this situation, and that you can also try to apply if you have trouble with this. So the first one is to always have very clear in your mind why you're doing what you're doing. Why are you building your business or building whatever project that you want to have more time to work on? And related to this is trying to build a gap between being presented with an invitation and actually deciding whether you want to go or not. So, for example, if someone calls you or even invites you in person, you can tell them that you have to check your schedule to see if you are free, but then you will tell them when you know. If someone texts you, this is easier because you can just wait a bit before you answer. And building this time period between you receive the invitation and you make the decision helps you think rationally about the pros and cons of taking that invite and remembering your why and if this makes sense, if it's worth it to go, even though you are going to be slacking off at something else. Because if you do decisions in the moment, they can be impulsive and they can be really emotional. So having this gap helps you avoid that. And it also can be the case that you need to have some fun and talk to people to recharge your energy. So like, it's not that you have to say no to everything that isn't going to be useful for you, or that you can't ever slack off work. Like, I sometimes need that social time to have energy to work. So in that case, if you are really, really missing that social time, then it's also worth it to say yes to invitations. You just have to know what is more important to you. So that's why building that gap is important, so that you can really think rationally and for yourself what you want to do. And the final one is what I talked about earlier, is to practice politely rejecting invitations when needed and standing by your decision without needing to overly justify it. Just be like assertive in your decision and say it's important to you, and that's enough. I'm trying to practice this and it's fucking hard, but I'm getting better at it. And yeah, that's it. I'm trying to put all these ideas in practice and it's getting easier with time. So you can do it as well. And if you prefer to get a summarized version of the podcast episodes instead of having to listen to them, even if you don't know it will interest you, you can sign up for my newsletter. The link is in the description. And it's also on my link in bio on Instagram at The Conscious Freelancer. And I'm also on TikTok with the same username if you want to check the videos out. And yeah, if you want to get in touch with me, you can do it through Instagram and TikTok. And yeah, talk next week. Changemaker.